Dr. Pinsky dictating email, I am in. Melvin Gonzalez. Melvin Gonzalez is a 42-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 5/12/21. Period. He was operating a truck at a stop and collecting trash. Period. He threw the trash into the dumpster, throwing bags of trash into the dumpster, and believes he injured his neck and right arm. Period. He did go to Inspirit emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a herniated disc and pinched nerve. Pretty did undergo 3 injections but declined surgery. Pretty has completed his course of active treatment. Pretty paragraph. As per the record supplied, Metro Gonzalez was seen at Concentra on 7/22/21, stating he was throwing away trash bags on 5/12/21 and had pain in his neck that shoots down his right arm. Period. He told his boss and went to an urgent care center. Pretty had x-rays of the neck and was told he had decreased space between vertebrae around C5 and was given prednisone taper. Pretty, he went back to the urgent care since he remained symptomatic and was given a steroid shot. Pretty saw a reconstructive orthopedics 1 week ago, but not as a workers' compensation case. Pretty states his boss did not file any paperwork. Pretty orthopedic looked at the cervical spine x-rays and prescribed gabapentin and methocarbamol. Pretty was supposed to return in August. Pretty, the new manager at work, started workers' compensation doctors this week, so he was advised to come to Concentra. Pretty, he was diagnosed with a cervical strain and right arm paresthesia. Pretty is referred for a cervical spine MRI, as well as physical therapy. Period. He was followed closely at Concentra by various providers. Period. On 11/2/21, he saw Dr. Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E, to review his EMG done on 10/16/21. Period. He was given another diagnosis of cervical radiculopathy, comma spondylosis, comma disc disease, comma and cervicalgia. Period. The EMG showed borderline to mild acute right C6 radiculopathy. Period. Dr. Steele independently reviewed the MRI that showed no central stenosis or foraminal narrowing. Period. There was mild multi-level disc bulging. Period. He also entered the 5/14/21 x-rays that showed C6-7 disc space narrowing, but no significant spondylolisthesis or any other abnormalities. Appears he thought he was suffering from cervical radiculopathy. And referred him for additional treatment. In the paragraph, the petitioner went to Inspirit emergency room on 8/24/21, complaining of left-sided neck pain, comma, pain in his neck, comma, headache in the back of his head, comma, and pins and needles in his right arm that has been going on for months after a work injury in May of 2021. Apparently, he related chronic left-sided neck pain for the last 2 months. Apparently, he had seen a physician, but, quote, nothing was done, period, end quote. He claimed his pain was worse in certain positions and he had difficulty sleeping due to the pain. Period. They evaluated him, including a paragraph. He returned to the emergency room on 10/3/22, stating he had 3 cortisone injections and was diagnosed with 2 disc herniations. Period. He had failure of the injection to help with pain, so they were planning to do surgery, but he's awaiting authorization for this. Period. He then underwent cervical MRI on 9/17/21 to be inserted here. Period. An EMG was done by Dr. Gallagher on 10/16/21 to be inserted here. Period. In addition to the subject event, he learned the petitioner had chronic low back pain after a motor vehicle accident at age 11 Period had remote back injections for chronic low back pain. Period. He denied any symptoms in the left upper extremity. Underline this does not correspond with the this may not correspond with the results of his MRI and EMG. Period. Dr. Gallagher opined his unimpressive right C6 radiculopathy is probably clinically significant to his chief complaint. Period. He would say that especially because it is acute in nature. Period. In 3/17/21, he was seen by neurologist Dr. Skinner. Period. He noted the results of the EMG and that his diagnosis was not supported by the cervical spine MRI. Period. He also captured the fact that although not initially, Mr. Gonzalez began to complain of right hand tremors, which he says are positional. Period had recently seen Dr. Deutsch. He was placed on gabapentin and ibuprofen, which did not help him. Period. He believes Dr. Deutsch is considering another cervical injection. Period. Dr. Skinner wrote his MRI failed to show significant nerve root compression. Period. Although he may have a right C6 radiculopathy, the lack of improvement is somewhat unusual. Period. He was asked specifically to comment on the relationship of his right upper extremity tremors, which are fine tremors that he developed sometime after his injury. Period. Dr. Skinner opined it would not be related to a peripheral nerve problem and may represent mild essential tremors. Period. This should be dealt with through his primary insurance. Period. He also commented that his objective neurologic exam was not significantly abnormal. Period. Repeat neck x-rays were done on 3/17/22 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph on 4/11/22, Dr. Germain performed an epidural injection. Period. This was repeated on 5/17/22. Period. In paragraph, he returned to Dr. Steele on 1/4/22, who noted the results of his EMG and MRI that she reviewed independently. Period. It was her impression he may be suffering from neuropathic pain. Period. He was going to be referred to chronic pain management and neurology to help tease out the cause of his neuropathic pain. Period. He does not have red flag symptoms that are of new onset. Period. He was cleared for light duty under 20 pounds. Period. Paragraph on 2/8/22. He was seen by pain specialist Dr. Josephson. Period. He diagnosed cervical radiculopathy. Period. Patient mainly appeared to be suffering from subjective complaints of cervical radiculopathy. Period. He failed to note any objective findings on physical exam. Period. Based upon the first cervical epidural that was performed that provided no relief in the patient's entirely right upper extremity pain symptomatology. He did not believe the patient would benefit at this point from any additional interventional care. But furthermore, he reports he is scheduled to see a neurologist the following week. But he was deemed at maximum medical improvement from a pain management perspective. Period. In paragraph. On 3/11/22, he was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Deutsch, D-E-U-T-S-C-H. Period. He also diagnosed cervical radiculopathy and started him on gabapentin and ibuprofen. Period. He ordered flexion extension x-rays and right C5-6 epidural steroid injection. Prepared the petitioner, returned, and scratch that. On 4/11/22, he had an injection which gave him 100% of release of the right 1 and 2 digit tingling period. He had 50% relief of his neck and arm pain for only 2 to 3 days before returning to baseline. Period on 5/17/22, he underwent another epidural injection that provided 100% relief of right neck and right arm pain for about 3 days before returning to baseline. Period. He reviewed the cervical MRI. Prim 9/17/21, period, it demonstrated a collapsed disc, SC6-7, with posterior central disc herniation causing bilateral foraminal stenosis. Period, there was an extruded fragment, SC5-6. But he also reviewed cervical spine x-rays from 3/17/22, period. It demonstrated calcification of the anterior C5-6 disc space with sparring. Period, there were no signs of instability, period. Dr. Deutsch recommended facet joint injections to assess whether cervical spine surgery would be beneficial, period. He followed up, and on 6/3/22, the pain specialist, Dr. Germain, wrote he was not having any sustained relief after transforaminal epidural steroid injections under fluoroscopy. Period, he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and was discharged from his service. Period, he was referred back to Dr. Deutsch. Period, he did see Dr. Deutsch again on 3/14/23. Period. He noted the C5-6 ACDF surgery was canceled as he had elevated white blood cell count due to a dental infection. Period. He was currently complaining of numbness in his right hand that had been less intense and was still having moderate relief of his right arm pain with his last injection. Period. He complained of intermittent but daily right-sided neck pain with intermittent radiating pain down the right upper extremity in the C6 distribution. Period. His neck is worse at the end of the day. Period. After discussing the situation with his wife, he wanted to hold off on surgery. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement by Dr. Deutsch. Period. In paragraph on 7/26/22, he was seen by Dr. Pujarski for preoperative medical clearance. Period. On 5/26/23, another cervical spine CAT scan was done compared to a study of 11/19/19. Period. There was no acute fracture or traumatic malalignment. Period. There were degenerative changes as described and are marked to be inserted. Period. Dr. Pujarski continued to see him through 8/10/22, period. Physical exam, general appearance. He had what appeared to be a volitional tremor of his right hand that was non-reproducible, period. He has it when he raises his arm above the shoulder height. Period. He states he takes breaks at work to deal with this. Period. Extremities upper. Pinprick sensation was diminished in right C6 distribution, but was intact on the left. Period. Manual muscle testing was minimally decreased in both bilateral hand grip and pinch strength, and right elbow flexion, but was otherwise full. There was no tenderness, palpation in the upper extremities. Hands were to elbows. He had a positive tenellus at the right olecranon process that is non-physiologic. Period. Extremities lower, he remained in his pants, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Spine cervical. Active flexion was 30 degrees, comma, extension 35 degrees, comma, rotation right 65 degrees and left 70 degrees, comma, with side bending right 25 degrees and left 30 degrees. Pretty was tender in the right suboccipital musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. He states as a kid, he was diagnosed with two herniated discs in his back, after which he remained symptomatic. Impressions. Melvin Gonzalez alleges to have been injured at work on 5/12/21. Period. He came under the care of Concentra more than 2 months later. Period. Physical therapy was rendered. Period. He presented himself to the emergency room on more than one occasion, complaining of pain down his right arm. Period. Cervical spine MRI was done on 9/17/21 to be inserted. He had an EMG by Dr. Gallagher on 10/16/21 to be inserted. He underwent injections to the cervical spine with temporary relief. Period. He evidently agreed to undergo cervical spine surgery at some point, but this was canceled since he had a dental infection and an elevated white blood cell count. Period. He had a repeat CAT scan on 5/26/23 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be mildly decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. Spinal inch maneuver was negative. Period. He had subjectively diminished pinprick in a right C6 distribution. Period. Manual muscle testing was not impressive. Period. He had what appeared to be a volitional, non-reproducible tremor of his right hand, depending on position. Period. There was no atrophy in either upper extremity. Period. He had an odd response to tenellus at the right olecranon process. Period. In paragraph, there is 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. This is for the orthopedic and neurological residuals of multi-level degenerative disc and joint disease and radiculopathy on the right. Period. And